Good morning. My name is Michael Hoy. I believe A-U-G-H-E is Irish for oak. In Ireland, it's probably pronounced Hafe. I reside at 5556 West 75th Drive in Westminster, Colorado, 80003. I am a registered Colorado professional engineer. I have in the past both lived in and worked in Boulder, and I'm currently serving as a volunteer professional on the Boulder County Consortium Codes Committee. We're helping to develop a set of guidelines for Boulder County cities as an aid in adopting low energy and sustainability codes and standards. I taught a class at CU Boulder last year on HVAC, which is heating, ventilating, air conditioning, and both the Village Arts Center and both the tenants allowed us to bring groups of students by to use the project as an example. So it gets uses far beyond what you might imagine. The events are mostly in the afternoon and evening at times that I believe are non-coincident with local traffic and other uses. I have never had difficulty turning left or right into the facility. I've never got stuck in traffic jams, unlike when I worked in Boulder, when I did get stuck in traffic jams. I think that also applies for being non-coincident with peak electric and gas usage. It is shifted toward the evening, which I think helps your local utility level out their load. I think the same could be said for the water use and the sewer use. That is also leveled out by being moved more toward the evening, which is an aid to the city of Boulder. And my guess is the total person hours are probably actually less with the Avalon use than perhaps not necessarily the previous uses, but certainly with other possible uses should the Avalon not be allowed to stay there or not stay there. And I think it certainly speaks to the need for the facility that many of us come from elsewhere. I've come from Westminster, others from even as far as Wyoming on a very regular basis. I dance there at least once a week, particularly of the ragtime tea dances, the swing dances, the contra dances, and many others. And in the past, as I'm sure you heard, many dance groups have had to rent space in other facilities. As such, we don't really know if we're going to be there. Their schedules often preclude our attending because of other events that intercede. And so we're often moved, and it's hard to plan ahead. Sometimes the facilities are stuffy, don't have air conditioning, don't have good ventilation. And if you come and dance with us and then try another facility, you find out that other places can be very, very hot and stuffy, and the humidity can be a little tough to deal with. I particularly appreciate that the Avalon is both non-alcohol and non-smoking. I think many others appreciate that as well. So we love having a home for the dances, and it has increased the variety of dances that are available to us. And I also appreciate the fact that parking is not only plentiful and adequate, but also is relatively safe. Other facilities we go to, you might come out till your window's broken in and things stolen from your car, and that's never been the case that I'm aware of at the Avalon. So it's very appreciated we have that kind of facility. And I think having nonprofit and regular business in the same building is a win-win for everybody. Makes a very good use of a pre-existing building, and I really strongly encourage you to do everything you possibly can to help us and support us. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Maggie Butler, Ann Wilson will be next.